The helicopter has become one of the most powerful and enduring icons of the Vietnam War. The U.S. military deployed about 12,000 helicopters during the conflict and lost nearly half of those to hostile fire or accidents. In contrast, the North Vietnamese had no helicopters in their armed forces. Although the Marines pioneered their use in the Korean War, it took the unique circumstances of Vietnam to realize the enormous potential of the helicopter. Because the fighting took place primarily in remote jungle terrain, getting troops in and out of combat became a major challenge.
So how do you get them there? By truck? No. By jeep? No. Parachuting in? Not really. So you move them by helicopters.
So this gave the ground commanders a whole new perspective on how to launch certain missions. And if they were trying to capture an enemy or corner them, they could bring in their ground troops from one direction. We could bring in the helicopters from another and insert troops on the ground to act as a blocking force. It became a whole new way to conduct warfare.
Once on the ground, these troops could be resupplied, reinforced, or evacuated without relying on conventional methods of transportation.
We were a flying truck, and we hauled the tools of warfare to the young Marines on the ground.
And if those Marines were wounded, medical help was never too far away.
We could get them out of the field much sooner and faster. So the use of the helicopter accounted for a great deal of lives to be saved that normally back in World War II and other wars would not have survived.
And finally, it was in Vietnam where the helicopter emerged as an offensive force on the battlefield. Fighting in a divisive and unpopular war, it is easy to overlook the dramatic contribution these helicopters and the men who flew them made in Vietnam.
Without helicopters, that war would have been even worse by far than it turned out to be.